welcome Northgate to our online version of this week's Sabbath Sunday. It's going to look a little different for us this week.
It's going to look just a little bit different than what we're even traditionally known for doing here at Northgate Community Church. But it's one of those things that we always ask the question, how would Northgate do it? And I really feel like this is a really expressive way for us to be able to kind of live that out this particular Sunday.
Yeah, and we're doing this, I mean, there are a lot of reasons for it. We'll get to some of those later. But we wanted to give the option as well for you to receive some things from the Word for you to think about, to challenge you to really take a Sunday and observe the Sabbath. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the Sabbath is, where do we find it in Scripture, and maybe some things that you can do today to enjoy a Sabbath Sunday. This might look like being in a house together, worshiping together, eating breakfast together, eating brunch together. It may just look like you with your family and listening to some words and having some discussions.
Yeah, so with that, Jason, what is a biblical picture of Sabbath? Where should we find those found in Scripture, in the Bible?
Yeah. One of the cool things I like about the Sabbath is it gives us an insight into the character of God. When we look at the creation account and we see God breathing into existence, the earth, the sky, the world, and all the things we know, the animals and the fish in the sea, and the birds in the air and all that, he does all of his work in a six-day time frame. Right?
Yeah.
And then on the seventh day, it says that he rested. And
right.
So like he has, even though God is all powerful and all knowing, and he just speaks life into everything that we know, even he takes a day to kind of sit back and say, okay, I need to rest.
Right.
And this might be spiritual. This might be physical. Mm-hmm. It might be both. And we just kind of seeing him say like, hey, I'm going to step back. I'm going to take a break from creating and look at all the things that have been made.
Kind of like again, kind of see, as it is said in Genesis, is like he saw that it was good, right? So it's kind of like taking back, like stepping out, looking at the bigger picture and going, man, like what we were able to accomplish, like it is good. It is fruitful and it is beneficial to our community.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about this right now. Like, I know before I preach a sermon, I like to take just a walk and go out and walk and spend time with God. There is an importance of taking like a day to do it, but I actually think taking the Sabbath like all the time throughout your week is important as well. Just taking a moment. If your life is so busy that you're doing things even on Sundays, just taking that moment to like step back and say, wow, all right, this is good, or I just need to spend some time with God, be alone, pray. I believe it is. Sabbath is a gift.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like when we were looking, when we were talking about this particular passage or this particular idea of Sabbath, we did come across this verse in Exodus 16 through 29, and I'll read it real quick. It says, understand that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, on the sixth day, he will give you 2 days' worth of bread. Each of you stay where you are. No one is to leave this place on the seventh day. And I think that verse, out of all the verses that we could have like chosen for this particular Sunday, really spoke to me, because it's this idea that the Lord has given you the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually like a gift that is, out of all the gifts that we get by following Jesus, that like, but this gift of rest is something that we should be receiving, just like you said, not just on Sunday, but also like as a daily rhythm. And I'll tell you what, I wear a lot of hats, and that is really tough for me to be able to even take like the hour or the 20 minutes out of my day to really like focus and recenter myself, because that is something that has to be practiced, because frankly, folks, we just stink at it. Like, it doesn't, our culture tells us not to do this. It doesn't feed into that often. You know, we get Saturdays and Sundays off, right?
Yeah.
But most of the time, those are filled with all the other tasks, all the honeydews, that I didn't get done between Monday and Friday. So yeah. it is to me just always eye opening, convicting.
And that's a good point. For those that are involved in church ministry, Sundays are a work day. Like
sometimes, yeah.
Even right. though it's meant for good,
yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into a Sunday morning, the setup to the teardown.
Yeah.
And for a lot of church leaders, they never get to experience a Sabbath Sunday. Mm-hmm. So not to hide anything, that is one of the reasons why we're taking a Sabbath Sunday is most of our church leadership is up at conference or was up at conference this last week, and there just isn't leadership around the church to come open it up and set up all the snacks and the goodies and the worship.
And we tried. And we really tried to find folks to be able to put into place. But just like you said, between folks still taking an extended trip during their Boise time, and then a handful of folks are actually taking kids to camp, which are things that are awesome, right? Yeah. It's for great reason why we kind of concluded to this particular expression of church on Sunday. It wasn't something that we were just like, well, we're just not going to do things because nobody, but like I mentioned before, like how would Northgate do it? Is this giving us an opportunity to kind of stretch a muscle or work a muscle out that we didn't know that we need stretched for our own community, both here at Northgate, but also for our, be an example to even all of like our homies and friends who pastor and attend other churches. I've always heard, whenever we, I'm not saying we're always ahead of the curve here, but at the end of the day, like we have done things that other churches go, you guys did that? Like you could do that? You're like, yeah, I mean, like, it's not like there's a rule book or whatever like that, but it is for good reason for that particular, for this particular Sunday.
Yeah. And sometimes the response is one of shame. It's like, well, you can't do that. Actually, I mean, biblically, it does say that Sabbath was made for the man, not man for the Sabbath. Right. And so we are trying to remain biblical in this and say, hey, the Sabbath was actually meant for us. We're meant to take this time.
Yeah. I tell you, and there are times where that focus of Sabbath is just not built into our daily rhythms, because we get built, because we get, the work that we do week to week, especially here at Northgate, is good. But even with the smaller group of people that we are, it still is like, oh man, it still takes a lot of folks, a lot of energy, a lot of time. What would it look like just to kind of take a breather for one Sunday? What does that look like to actually like have rejuvenation and things like that, have a break? Anytime I've done a project in the past and it gets like, not frustrating, but just kind of like, you need to take a step back from it. You come back with fresh eyes.
Yeah.
That's always like inspiring and encouraging to be able to see, all right, no, this is good. And we're on the right track and it's time to do the more work, do the work.
Yeah. And you and I both, we're both from communities of the church world. We've been raised, we've seen it for years and years. And honestly, the people that I see most that tend to be the most tired and the most drained are those that are engaged in church work.
Yeah.
Because it's always doing something good.
Yeah.
And none of the things that we're doing are bad, but they can be extremely tiring. So I am praying, Jess is praying that you guys, that we do take this week and come back with the fresh eyes that we're talking about and recenter, refocus on God, like the purpose, the main thing, and reconnecting with Jesus and whoever may be in your little tight circle of friends and people that you're joining with this morning.
So Jason, with all that being said, I think we did a pretty good job at presenting a good apologetic for what Sabbath is. What are some like tangible examples that we could help our folks at Northgate be able to say, like, because this is a new thing.
Yeah.
I don't know very many churches just in the ones that I pay attention to who kind of intentionally take this Sabbath Sunday. And so from your perspective, what are some things, I think you named some of them at the beginning, but what are some of the things that our folks at Northgate could do on this particular Sunday?
Yeah, so back in the Old Testament, they did have a lot of the Old Testament laws, and some of them were focused on the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And in those laws, they kind of put this directive for them to not travel real far. And when it said store up bread for 2 days, like the thought behind that is, don't spend your whole day going and doing. but spend your day just being. If you're typically ones who throw extravagant meals or cook like massive meals, hey, this permission to go get, we can't get Chick-fil-A, but go get like In-N-Out.
Like a Taco Bell, maybe. Taco Bell day.
Grubhub it.
Grubhub it. There we go. That's actually probably very, like, very scriptural right there.
Spend a few bucks, Grubhub something to your house.
Yeah.
Or if you are having a little gathering, you make it simple. Mm-hmm. The purpose of the Sabbath is to minimalize the work put into the gathering and make the importance of the day about Jesus. So the recommendation, I guess, is with your family, or if you're, you know, if you have a spouse, or if you have a good friend, your mom and dad, whoever it may be that's close to you, that you can gather with, read a section of scripture with them, spend some time in prayer, share stories about your history and what God has done throughout your life, something that he's done that you're like, wow, God is amazing and he's done this. Share stories about needs, if you're hurting, if you need help. Pray for one another. Pray, read, and enjoy the time and the fellowship that you have. And don't spend it like doing things.
Yeah, like this is like, we use this like in our notes here, like this idea of like, this isn't playing hooky from church.
Right.
This isn't an excuse just to kind of like watch the last season of Stranger Things and like eat a bunch of Cheetos. No, this is really supposed to be like a real focused time of just like self-reflection, prayer and meditation, like you talked about, you know, spending time sharing stories. So it really is an intentional time or an intentional space that can be created for this kind of special Sunday that we're, you know, offering to our community.
Yeah. And you know, I do want to pull back a little bit on what I had said. If you are one who like really connects with God in nature, you know, or you see God in the sky or outside or something like that, and you want to go on a hike, you know?
Or maybe go to the beach.
Go to the beach. It's not legalistically like you can't go
somewhere.
But just connecting with them is.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so wherever that space is, and it's always fun to be able to get in a room with people to like identify where their spaces are, where they feel closest to God, or like that thin space between like our spirit and God's like spirit, like wherever that's at, you know. I know, like, so if it's within a day's drive, you know, and that can be shared with your family or with other friends and family here at North Gate Community Church. I mean, like, it's tough for me to say, like, boy, that isn't that just the most beautiful picture of the church right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's so. It's going to be real exciting to be able to hear some of these stories of how you're able to connect with God and with others on this particular Sunday. So I'm looking forward to it personally to be able to see like what comes from it.
Yeah, me too. So we'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to gathering back together on August 7th. Or is that right? August 1st.
Whatever the following Sunday is. See, we're super professional here. That's right. It'll be in the description of the video.
July 31st, I think it is.
Okay,
whatever it is. Meeting back then, and we'd love to hear some stories. Maybe we can even share, like, when we did our prayer walk around town, these unique things that we're doing at Northgate.
Yeah.
And just share some stories about what God's doing. That'd
be cool. Absolutely. That'd be dope. All right. Well, hey, Northgate Community Church, you have been tasked for this particular Sunday, this Sabbath Sunday. Make it intentional. And let's go ahead and share some stories about your experiences. All right? Thanks, Jason. Catch you later.